We continue from the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas. Pinchas Friedman. Okay, and we move on to the third mimer in the Sefer. The first day we learned about Mishenechnas Adar Marim B'Simcha. Yesterday we went a little deeper in the idea of Mishenechnas Adar Marim B'Simcha as it relates to Chodesh Av. And now we'll go a little further in that Gemara. Because the Gemara says, again, it's Tanis Daf Chav Tesem Al Aleph. Mishenechnas Adar Marim B'Simcha. And therefore, it's such a happy time that therefore, you know what? If you have a court case, if you have to go to court, don't go in Chodesh Av. That's a bad time to go. You should push off your court case for Chodesh Adar. That's what the Gemara says. Bar Yisrael de Islay Dina Bahadi Nachri. If a Jew has a court case against a Gentile, he shouldn't go in the time of Av when it's a time of bad mazel. Rather, he should push it off and try to get the court case to come out in Adar, which is a time of good mazel. So Pinchas Friedman starts off asking a very simple question. Mishnechtas Adar, Marv Misimcha, is that the only example you could think of? Adar's a happy time. For example, something really happy. If you have a court case against a Gentile, your neighbor was giving you trouble about where you put up your fence, you should tell him, let's go to court in the month of Adar. That's the example of Mishnechtas Adar, Marv Misimcha. Of all the things we could do in Adar to celebrate, that's what we should do. We should go to court in Adar because we'll be successful. The judge is going to favor us in Adar because the judge knows that we have a good mazel. What's going on here? Why is that the example in the Gemara of Mishenechlas Adar Marim B'Simcha? And the second question is, and you'll see how it becomes very relevant, why not Chodesh Nisan? Why Adar not Nisan? Is there any month in Jewish history where we felt the presence of Hashem in our life and saw the Yad Hashem protecting us than in Nisan? The miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Makas Bechoros. Is there any better time than Nisan to be Me'orir Racham Eshamayim? Okay, so two questions. Again, why give the example of going to a court case? Why is that the example of Simcha? And why not Chodesh Nisan, which again seemingly is a time of greater Nisan Minaflos and a greater time of seeing the Yad Hashem in all that we do? And it's interesting. Rashi, over there in Maseches Tanis, on the words Mishenichlis Adar, very famous Rashi, a lot has been written about this. Rashi says, Yimei Nisim, Hayu Li Yisrael, Mishenichlis Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Rashi says, it's a time of miracles for Klal Yisrael, Purim U'Pesach. Mishenichlis Adar Marbim B'Simcha, because it's a time of miracles, Purim and Pesach. Pesach's not an Adar. What's Rashi talking about? So obviously the Pashup Shad is that what comes after Adar? Nisan. We're moving towards Purim, Pesach. But why does Rashi, in Maseches Tanis, Rashi's writing with Ruach HaKodesh, he must be hinting to something very deep here. Mishenechtas Adar, these are days of miracles, Purim and Pesach. What's the pshat? Okay. It says Purim and Pesach. Why say Pesach? What do you need to mention Pesach? Mishenechtas Adar, why are you mentioning Pesach? So he quotes from the Pri Eitz Chaim of the Arizal. In the Pri Eitz Chaim of the Arizal, in the writings of the Arizal, in the Shar HaPurim, the Arizal explains a very, very secretive thing that's taking place in the Megillah. You'll open up your Megillah, whatever Megillah you like to use. If you have a real Megillah, that's great. I don't recommend writing in it. But if you use a Megillah, if you have some Sefer you like to follow along every year on Purim, you should make a note in your Sefer so you see this when we get to those Pesukim. The Arizal says that Haman was trying to bring Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael. Haman was trying to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to abandon us, to have very negative feelings towards us. So how did Haman try to transform Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael into din? So let me introduce in the following way. Hashem's most basic name that appears in the Torah 1,820 times is Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Right? Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. That name of Hashem appears 1,820 times in the Torah. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. Hashem, Yudke Vavke. 1820. That's how many times it appears in the Torah. It's about once in every three Pesukim. That's God's most famous name. There's a lot of names. Elohim, Shakai, Kel. God has a lot of names. But Hashem's most basic name is Yudke Vavke. So we call it Shem Havaya. How many different ways can you rearrange the letters of God's name? Some of us have heard this before. Some of us are hearing this for the first time. If I take those four variables, right, A, B, C, D, how many different ways can I rearrange them? Now keep in mind that it's really A, B, C, B, right, because you have two A's. So how many different ways can you arrange it? All right, so if you think back to maybe when you were studying for the SATs, you have four variables, so it's 4 times 3 times 2, right, it's 24, but you have two A's, so you split it in half, so 12. There's 12 different ways you can rearrange those letters. 12 different variations you can make with the letters Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. You can do it backwards. Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud. You can do Hey, Hey, Yud, Vav. Right? 12 different ways you can rearrange those letters. Okay? And each month of the 12 months has a name of Hashem that corresponds to that month. People who are on such a level should think every time they say Hashem's name in the month of Adar, then they picture the arrangement of the letters of Hashem's name for Adar. Okay? It's a deeper kavanah. But every month has an arrangement of the letters of Hashem's name, which reveals to us a secret about that month. Obviously, the best relationship to be in with the names of Hashem is when the letters are the way they're supposed to be. Yud, followed by Hey, followed by Vav, followed by Hey. That's the best way. What's the worst way? Backwards. Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud. That's Hashem's name completely backwards, as if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns his back on us. So says the Arizal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to turn Hashem against us, Haman wanted to turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu against us in Chodesh Adar. And how did Haman want to turn God against us? Haman tried to turn Hashem's name backwards. It's a deep idea, it's the Arizal. One of the greatest Kabbalists, if not the greatest of all time. The Arizal reveals to us, Haman wanted to arrange the letters of Hashem's name backwards in order to destroy Klal Yisrael. So open up Megillas Esther to Perek Hey Pasuk Yud Gimel, 5:13. And what does Haman say in that Pasuk? V'chol zeh einenu shoveli. When I see Mordechai sitting by the gate, kol zeh einenu shoveli. None of this is worth anything to me. I need to kill these Jews. Mordechai won't bow down to me. Kol zeh einenu shoveli. None of this is worth anything to me. So the Arizal reveals to us a secret. The Arizal says, look at those words. Ze, einenu, shove, li. What's the last word? What's the last letter of ze? Hey. What's the last letter of einenu? It's a vav. Vav. What's the last letter of shove? Shin vav hey. Hey. What's the last letter of li? Yud. So when Haman says, ze, einenu, shove, li, the Sofei Tevos of Zeh, Inenu, Shoveli is Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud. Hashem's name backwards. He says, Kol Zeh, Inenu, Aleph, Yud, Nun, Nun, Vav, Inenu, Shoveli. Shoveli. None of this is worth anything to me. I can't stand this Mordechai. I need to kill the Jews. Haman knew what he was saying. Or even if he didn't know what he was saying, Hashem directed him to say that Zeh, Einenu, Shoveli, Sofei Tevos, the last letters are Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud. Haman was trying to turn things around on Klal Yisrael. But Esther Amalka, Esther, we learned yesterday, is the Aleph Seser, the hidden Aleph, connection to Hashem. Esther realizes what Haman is up to, and she says, I'm not going to allow this. And therefore Esther petitions the Melech, Imal HaMelech Tov, if it's good by you, the Melech, also in Parakei, Yavo HaMelech, V'haman hayom. Come to my party. Look at the words. Yavo ha-melech v'haman hayom. What are the first four letters? Yavo ha-melech v'haman hayom. Yud kei vav kei. So Esther says, no, Haman, you're not turning things around on Klal Yisrael. And this is really the secret, says the Arizal, of the whole theme within Purim of v'nahafachu. V'nahafachu. Everything's inside out and backwards. Haman's trying to turn Hashem backwards, and Esther's trying to turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards us. Haman is trying to make things Hey Vav Hey Yud, and Esther is trying to make things Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. And that's the secret of the pasuk in the ninth parak of the Megillah that says the enemies wanted to destroy us, but Vina Hafachu Asher Yishaltu Ayhudim Hema B'Sonaya. But everything got turned around, and we ended up destroying them. The very opposite of what they intended for us. Okay? What is that? That's in Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. In the 12th month of Chodesh Adar, the Jews fought for their lives. And v'nehafachu, the pasuk says. Everything got turned around. Okay? So he quotes again, further from the Arizal, elsewhere in the Siddur HaRizal. In the Siddur HaRizal for Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. Now if you open up a Nusach Sfarad Art Scroll Siddur, you'll see the same thing. If you open up a Nusach Sfarad Art Scroll Siddur for Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you'll see a little box at the bottom of the page, and it tells you each month and the name of Hashem that corresponds to that month. Regular Art Scroll Siddur, Nusach Sfarad Siddur. What month is Hashem's name straight? Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. What month is everything straight, the way it's supposed to be? What do you think? What's the month where things are straight? So Tishrei is a good guess. What's the other option? Nisan. Nisan is the month of Seder. The world is in a natural Seder, back to its natural order. Right? The trees aren't dead anymore, that they're blossoming, they're blooming. At Pesach, we have the Pesach Seder. As we're cleaning our house for Chametz, we clean up our house and everything gets back into its proper Seder. Right? Nisan is the month of Seder. And therefore, the name of Hashem for the month of Nisan is the name of Hashem in order. Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. What pasuk is it connected to? We're going in a little deep today, but stay with me. What pasuk is it connected to? Yismichu Hashemayim. Finish it. V'sogel ha'aretz. Yismichu Hashemayim. V'sogel ha'aretz. The heaven and earth will rejoice. Yud, Yismichu Hashemayim. V'sogel ha'aretz. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. First letter is Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And it makes sense. Because Nisan really is a time of Simcha. Unbelievable Simcha. We got Adam Mitzrayim after 210 years. What greater Simcha could there be than that? Open miracles. Yismichu Hashemayim V'sagel Aretz. What an unbelievable time of celebration. That's the name of Hashem for the month of Nisan. Yeah.
What's the
Yismichu Hashemayim V'tagel Haaretz. Where do we say that? We say that in Kabbalah Shabbos. It's from Tehillim Tzad Yivav. Tehillim chapter 96. Yismichu Hashemayim V'sagel Aretz. We say it every day also.
And what does this pasuk have to do with Nisan again?
Because Nisan, again, is the month where Hashem's name, every month has a name of Hashem, an arrangement. So the month of Nisan is the month that because it's the Zman of Seder, things are straightening out, Hashem's name is straight in Nisan. The name for Nisan is Yod Kei Vav Kei. And this pasuk hints to it. Yismichu, said for the Yod, Hashemayim Hei V'sagel Vav Ha'aretz Hei. So Nisan, everything straightens out. However, what's the name for Adar? So you might say, it's Hashem's name backwards. No, it's not correct. What's the name of Hashem for the month of Adar? The name of Hashem for the month of Adar, write it down, is Hey and Hey and Yod and Vav. Hey and Hey and Yod and Vav. My father likes to say the following pshat. Anyone ever learned the first Mishnah Maseches Megillah? I'm sure many of us have. What are the days that a person is able to celebrate Purim, to read the Megillah? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Right? So my father likes to say the name of Adar represents, so to speak, the borders, the boundaries of Purim. Hey plus Hey is what? It's 10. Yud and Vav is 16. Right? So when does Purim take place? In between 10 and 16. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay? Kiddush from my father. He likes to say. Yeah, sure. The first Mishnah of Maseches Megillah says that the days, the potential days for Kriyas and Megillah are the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar. So the name for Adar, which again we said is Hey Hey, followed by Yud Vav, that arrangement of letters, Hey plus Hey is 10, and Yud and Vav is 16. So to speak, the outer boundaries of Purim are 10 and 16. Right? And the celebration takes place between them on days 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, it's a nice draw. Hey, hey, Yod Vav. Says Reb Pinchas Friedman, if you look in the Sefer that we mentioned yesterday, in the Rebbe of Kamarna, on Megillas Esther, it's called Kesem Ophir, mentioned it yesterday. Kesem Ophir, from the Rebbe of Kamarna. In the Sefer Kesem Ophir, he says that is the scariest name of all. Hey, hey, Yod Vav is arguably a very scary arrangement of Hashem's letters. Why? What's so scary about Hey, Hey, Yud, and Vav? Why is that a scary arrangement of God's name? So the Rebbe of Kamarna says in his commentary on Megillas Esther in the third parak, because the letter Hey, I can't explain this now, it's very late, but Hey is a letter of din, and yud and vav is a letter of chesed. Okay, you'll take my word for it for now. Hey, being female, being a female, a nukva letter, a female letter. Nukva, nekeva is associated with din. Men are associated with chesed. I know that sounds backwards. We could explain it another time. I'll take my word for it for now. The letter hey is a din letter, and yud and vav are masculine letters, are chesed letters. So hey, hey, yud vav means what? That midas hadin, two heys in a row. Wow, two heys in a row. Din and then another din. That's very heavy. It's very heavy. That it's almost covering up the yud vav. Hey, hey, blocking out the yud vav. That midas hadin is sholeit very strongly. And that's why Haman makes a lottery and it lands in Adar and Haman says, ah, this is great. This is mamish going to finish off the juice. Midas hadin. That's what Haman's trying to do. Kol zeh inenu shoveli. Hey, vav, hey, yud. I want Hashem backwards. I want midas hadin. Adar is a time of tremendous din, potentially. It starts off very scary. Hey, hey. Right? And of course, it ends yud vav. So, ven havachu, it's going to, good things are going to emerge. But it starts off in a very scary way. Okay? Now, listen to what Pinchas Friedman says. It's amazing. Okay? Hang tight. We're almost at the end. He says, Esther brought Nisan into Adar. Let's explain what that means. Esther brought the joy of Nisan into Adar. What did we say the name of Hashem for Nisan was? Yod Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name in order. And what was the pasuk? Yismechu, Simcha. Yismechu Hashemayim, Visogel Haaretz. Esther says to Haman and Achashverosh, Yavo HaMelech VeHaman Hayom. Yod Kei Vav Kei. What's Esther doing? She's bringing Hashem's kindness of Nisan into Adar. By bringing Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, she's bringing the Simcha of Nisan, which is really a very festive month, because of the miracles that we saw. She's trying to bring Nisan into Adar. She's trying to draw some of that Simcha and salvation of Nisan into Adar. Now obviously the way that we're saved on Purim, with concealed miracles, and the way that we're saved in Mitzrayim, in Nisan, are very different. And he says, we'll talk about that some other time. Right? But we're trying to bring some of the celebration of Nisan and the miraculous salvation of Nisan into the world of Purim, into the world of Adar. So that's why Esther puts together Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Ayom Yudkei Vavkei Yismichu HaShemayim V'Sag Yal Haaretz. She's trying to bring the Simcha of Nisan into Adar. And what happens when you bring the Simcha of Nisan into Adar? It creates an even greater Simcha. Why does Adar become the month of Simcha? I mean, it's all said and done. You stop a Jew on the street and you say, what is the happiest month for the Jewish people? Yishenichnas Adar Mavim B'Simcha. Right? What about Nisan? No, Nisan's very celebratory. We have a Seder. We celebrate our freedom from Mitzrayim. It's Mamish Migolas Lagula. Mishibud Lagula. It's Gevaldik. But Adar is the happiest month. Why is Adar more happy? It borrows from Nisan. Why is it even more happy than Nisan? Because again, the name of Hashem for Adar is Hey Hey Yud Vav. In Adar, it looked like it was the end mamish. It looked like the Jewish people were going to be destroyed. And then all of a sudden, we borrowed a little bit of that simcha, a little bit of that salvation from Nisan. We brought it into the world of Adar. And what happens when something really dark, right, becomes unbelievably bright? It's even greater simcha. It's an even greater simcha. What was happening with Haman was even scarier than what was happening with Mitzrayim. We were used to it. By the time we got out of there, we were so used to it already, it wasn't like as much of a chiddush. All of a sudden, Haman's about to execute Klal Yisrael. And we're totally scared for our lives. And then, a salvation. It's the irony of that salvation, right? Is what makes us laugh. It makes us joyous. I'll read you the words. Ba'adar asher mitzad hatziruf shesholet bo hu be'emes chodesh al din. Since chodesh adar, hey, hey, yod vav is really a month of what? Of midas hadin. It was a very scary time, right? And therefore, the simcha should be seemingly less, Ela shal yidei tfilas Esther. But by Esther's tfila, and Esther saying, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom, bringing in the Yod Kei Vav Kei. Through that tfila, Esther brought rachim upon Klal Yisrael. And when a really dark situation all of a sudden becomes really good for Klal Yisrael, you laugh. What makes a person laugh? What makes something funny? Right? What makes a person laugh? When it's the opposite of, you know, When the punchline is the opposite of what would have been the normal thing to say. When something unusual happens, right, it makes us laugh. So, vina hafachu. Haman's trying to turn things backwards. Hey Vav Hayud, like the Arizal said. Esther's fighting Yurke Vavke. Yavu HaMelech V'Haman Ayom. She's borrowing from Nithlan Yismach Veshanayim V'Sagal Aretz. And when she brings in some of that light into the dark period of Adar, by the way, I'll just mention, in what month did the Makkah of Choshech take place? Anyone know? Adar. Adar. Adar was the time of the calendar year when the Makkah of Choshech took place in Mitzrayim. So it was mamish a dark time. But what happened for Klal Yisrael? U'l'chol b'nei Yisrael, hayaur b'moshev osam. The Jewish people had light in their dwelling places. Yeah, la'yhudim ha'isa, ora v'simcha v'sason. Migilas Esther. We had the light. Says the pasuk in Koheles, Yisron ha'or min ha'choshech. When light comes out of darkness, it's a gavaldic thing. When it's really dark, when Haman's about to mamish, he's got a plan in place, the final plan, to execute Klal Yisrael. And he's got the king's permission. And everything's set. And it looks like it's the end. And all of a sudden, v'na hafachu. The Jewish people are victorious, and not one Jew is killed. Gavaldik. Yisron ha'or min ha'choshech. The light that comes out of that darkness is amazing. Whereas the Zohar says, the Zohar Kadosh has a line in Parshas Tetzaveh, Delais Nahora, there's no real light in this world. Tetzaveh, this is one of my favorite lines ever. Delais Nahora, there is no true light, Elahu dinafik migol chashucha, except a light that emanates out of darkness. The only way to really grow in this world is through the struggles. Yeah, and that's what happened on Purim. The Simcha of Purim is, it was the scariest moment in Jewish history, and it turned into the biggest celebration ever. That's the Vina Hafachu. And that was Esther, again, borrowing the Kalach of what? Borrowing the Kalach of Nisan to bring it into Adar. So, however, let's conclude. Let's go back to the beginning now. Mishenichlas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. What is the increased joy of Adar, even more so than Nisan? The answer is, Nisan is naturally a happy time. Everything is straight, it's the way it's supposed to be. Yismuch HaShemayim V'Sagal Aretz. Adar is not such a happy time. It's a very scary time. The regular name of Hashem for Adar is Hey Hey Yod Vav. It starts off terrifying, but it ends up entirely Simchadik. And therefore, Mishenichlas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Right? You don't need to wait to Nisan to celebrate. The Simcha of Adar that precedes Nisan is even greater. And that explains the secret of what Rashi is saying. Why does Rashi say it's an amazing pshat? Why does Rashi say, Mishenichlas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? What did Rashi say? Remember what Rashi said? Rashi says, Yimei Nisim Hayu Li Yisrael. These are days of miracles. Purim U'Pesach. What does Adar have to do with Pesach? So again, the Pashup Shad is that Purim leads into Pesach. But what Chassidus is teaching us, and Pnimius HaTorah is revealing to us a secret. No, 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 you have to understand. On Purim, there was a lot of Pesach mixed in. They brought in Pesach into Purim. They borrowed from Chodesh Nisan to bring about a salvation. Haman wants things backwards. Esther says, I need to draw from the month of Seder, where things are straight, and to bring it into the world of what? Into the world of Adar. And now we understand the very first thing we started with. Mishenichlas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. It's an even greater joy than Nisan because it combines, like Rashi says, Nisan and Purim and Adar. So we said, what was the example the Gemara gave? What to do? Go to a court case. If you have a court case, right? Make sure you do it in Adar. What's the pshat? What does it mean, a court case? Right? A court case. What's a court case? A beis din, right? A dayan. If it's a time of Midas Hadin, I'll get to you. If it's a time of Midas Hadin, if you have a court case, if there's a Haman in your life, Midas Hadin, right? Court, Midas Hadin, going to court. When should you do that? If you have to fight against a non-Jewish individual who's taking you to court, your Yetzer Hara is trying to take you to court, when should you go to court with him? Bring him into Adar. Why? Because Haman, in the month of Adar, wanted to be Ma'ur Midas Hadin. He wanted Hashem's name backwards to destroy us. But what happened on Purim? Midas Hadin was overturned. Esther borrowed the chesed of Nisan and brought it into what? Into the world of Adar. So if you have to face Midas Hadin like a Haman in your life, make sure you do it in Adar, because Emiratz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will create a Vina Hafach Hu for you. Yes?
Is a whole new understanding to Yom Kippurim, court case of all court cases.
Right?
Are you bringing that to us in the
problem? Right, Yom Kippurim. Right. The ultimate court case is Yom Kippur, and Purim and Yom Kippur have that relationship. Interesting, very nice. I'll just add Vina Hafach Hu. You have to understand one other thing. Vina Hafach Hu. At the end of Parshas B'Shalach, we go to fight against who? Amalek. And what did Amalek do? What does the pasuk say? Kiyad al kes ka milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. Kiyad al kes ka. There's a hand of Amalek on kes ka. Kes is spelled chaf samach. What word does that look like? Chaf samach. Looks like kisei, Kase means kise, but it's missing what letter? Missing the aleph. Okay? And ka, I'm not saying yod and hey, right? Yod and hey, there's a hand on the case, which is kise, missing an aleph, of yod and hey, of Hashem's name. What letters are missing from Hashem's name? Vav hey. So what are the three letters that a malik blocks out? Aleph, vav, and hey. Yeah? Or said differently, hey, vav, and aleph. Yeah? So vina hafachu, that's the secret of vina hafachu. A malik blocks out the letters hey, vav, and aleph from the kisei Hashem. And vina hafachu is taking those same letters, the aleph and the vav and the hey, like we say every morning in Psukei Dezimra, and what do we try to make out of it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to have a Beis HaMikdash, Iva L'moshev Lo, aleph, vav, hey. I want to restore my kisei. I want to restore my full presence in this world. So again, you have to realize vina hafachu has a lot to do with the story of Haman and Amalek. Haman comes from Amalek. And we're trying to fix those broken letters of Hashem's name. Okay, but we'll talk more about that. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we should, as we enter into Chodesh Adar, we should realize it's mamish a time when you have bad things happening in your life. You have court cases, things you haven't dealt with. You feel like there's a midas hadin in your life, whether it's a person you're not getting along with, or whether it's a midah within yourself that's been causing you to get into trouble for a long time. It's a time of vina hafachu. It's mamish a time where we take that midas hadin and we borrow the chesed of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we bring it in to the world of Adar. And that's really the pshat in Hashem's name and other. Hey, hey, yod vav. It starts off mamish so scary. The first part of the month is so scary. But once you hit the midpoint of the month, 2 weeks into the month, the last two letters, yod vav. Mamish letters of chesed. Kulo chesed. Mirtz Hashem, we should see that in our lives. Okay, yes.